So I want to talk about something that is happening between very two powerful women.
Okay.
In America. We all know them. We all love them. Kim and Sid. Kim Kardashian and Sydney Sweeney. Yeah? It's boobs at dawn, Marty. Sydney Sweeney has taken on Kim Kardashian in the lingerie stakes, right? But will it be boom or bust for
very
Sid?
Good.
Yeah,
very
and her
good.
Label, Siren. So since co-launching her shapewear company Skims in 2019, Kim has had all the fun. She's defied the odds, taken over the market, and it's worth $5 billion.
Her company is 7 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
I wouldn't be a Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. I wouldn't
me
watch it. I do hate when I see people give them awful abuse online. Because at the end of the day, she is an incredibly intelligent businesswoman.
Yes, she is. And her Skims are meant to be amazing as well.
Okay.
So Sid is like, why, she came up all the fun. So she is now putting it up to her, Margie,
no,
right?
Stop.
So with her own lingerie company. So what I've done today is I have brought in two bras.
Oh my God, you have.
I have. One is representative of Kim Kardashian and one is representative of Sydney Sweeney.
Now, so are they representing them in a way, like is it colour or what's going on here?
It's colour, style, yeah. I'm going to hand them over to you and I want you to guess which one is representative of Kim K and which one is representative of Sydney, and tell me which one you prefer. It's an experiment. Think of it as a social experiment, Marty. There you go.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Take it. No. Okay, so you can talk about them, describe them.
Oh, they're both very different, to be fair. I can honestly say, I don't think I've ever done this before.
Held a bra.
Like, just a bra. Like,
oh, right.
Like,
yeah.
It's not like, say, my other half could be, like, out of the house and I'm just like... Oh. If she came home to that, that'd be kind of awkward. I was actually saying this yesterday. I don't know much about Sydney Sweeney, but I know a lot about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, I genuinely mean this. I know she has blonde hair, but I'm not up to date enough with her. She could walk past me and I wouldn't recognize her.
She's actually a very good actress. She was in Euphoria.
Okay.
And she was in The Housemaid, which was brilliant. Frieda McFadden's The Housemaid. She's gorgeous.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Well, if Kim Kardashian walked past me, I'd know exactly who that is. I'm going to go...
So which now?
So right in front of me, just to paint a picture for you, I've got a kind of winey, kind of reddy kind of coloured. Well, yeah, that'd be wine, wouldn't it? Is that what you call
red.
It? Burgundy, red.
Okay, yeah.
Red. And white. I'm going to give the white to Kim.
Well done.
Really?
Well done. Yes.
Why? What? Did I actually get it right?
You got it right, yeah.
Oh my God.
Well done, Marty. I'll take those back there. Thank you very much. Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How did I actually get that right?
Yeah, you got that right. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God.
See, the red one is more lacy. That's kind of, that's the style that
Sydney
is going for. Yeah. So, look, fair play to her. I hope she gets on.
Am I right in saying that these now are going to be like mental money?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Skims are quite expensive, but they're supposed to be amazing.
And again, I don't know, I've never asked this question before, so bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. How much roughly is a bra?
Oh, Marty, how much is a piece of string, my friend? No. You can get a bra for a tenner, you get a bra for 50 euro, you get a bra for 200 euro.
A bra for 200
euro. Oh my God,
euro.
They go up and up and up and up and up.
Really?
Yeah. Like anything, they're like cars. When you're younger, you might start off in a Fiesta, but then as you get older, you're going to have to start paying for the Beamers.
Hardly. It's just a bra to me. Oh my God. Okay, I don't even know what question I'm asking you, our listener, right now. You can send us in a message. 087-1102-107. There's a first for everything.
Breakfast rolled.
It's Pancake Tuesday, everybody.
Yay!
Yeah, one of the best days of the year. You get to combine your favorite ingredients on the fluffy, scrumptious pancakes. And we are trying your pancakes today. So we already have a good few sent in, don't we? This is mad. Fair play to you. Who on earth? Fair play to be able
Thank
to get
Thank you so up. Much.
I know, isn't this? People are just so kind out there. So Donal is placing the first pancake down in front of us right now and we don't know what's in it. Yes. Am I right in saying
Jerry
that?
In Westmeath said, make it like a dessert and you can't go wrong. This is what he said.
Jerry. One of my neighbours is called Jerry, so I've just pictured him making this for some reason. But I live in Wicklow, so it's definitely not him.
Okay, so...
Try it.
Are we... No, before we do this, like, is this safe?
I don't know, but I'm hungry, so.
I don't know.
Are we going in?
You go in. Because then if you don't pass away, then I'm all right.
Mmm. Mmm.
What's on it?
Oh, my God. Is that orange chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
I haven't even tried one yet.
Where's some...
Yeah. I think I was supposed to try it as well.
There's something fruity in there. Is it blueberries?
No, don't tell me there's blueberries in it.
Why? Are you allergic to blueberries?
Oh, I don't like them. Oh, wow. Oh, there's a blueberry. Oh, yeah. No. No. It burst.
Blueberries.
No, that is disgusting. No. Take that off me.
Oh, Marty.
Sorry. Who on earth?
Yummy.
That's like no, hang on a sec. That's like an orange chocolate spread with blueberries.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Do you think so? Do you know what, Donal?
No, do you actually
Jerry,
like that?
I really like the orange chocolate on it. Maybe minus the blueberries because maybe it was a bit too powerful.
Hold on, tell me this. Are you? Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way you've ever heard of that combination before.
No, never.
Strawberries or something, maybe.
Yeah, I'm still going to finish it up.
Strawberries. No, you can have mine there. Go ahead.
Thanks. What are you rating it?
Jerry, thanks for listening and contributing to helping us pay our bills every month. But
I'm going to really. That's getting a solid 7 for me, Jerry.
A 7?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
I love orange chocolate.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I love orange chocolate. It's been ruined with the blueberries. 087. 102-107. What are your thoughts on blueberries? We could just actually just put this out there and just be like, hey, what do you make even listening to that? Blueberries and orange spread. An orange chocolate spread. I need to put that out there. That is absolutely disgusting, but I'm excited to try some more. If you want to get your pancakes into us, happy Pancake Tuesday, everybody. Since the crack of dawn, you guys have been sending us your pancakes. Well, to be fair, you haven't been actively sending them in. Some of our listeners have actually sent some in and we've been trying them. Now, they're not warm anymore. So if you got yours into us earlier on, thank you very much. Shouts to Jerry, by the way. He was the first pancake that we reviewed and it was absolutely disgusting.
I really liked it. It was orange chocolate and blueberry in a pancake and I gave that a solid 7. Good man, Jerry. Thank you very much.
You did, to be fair. Yeah. It was melted chocolate orange, which was really, really nice. But then the blueberries in it, I didn't know about it. So when I took a bite off it and it burst in my mouth, yeah. It was absolutely disgusting.
You don't like blueberries, Marty, do you?
Oh, no, I don't like things that burst.
Like spots.
Well, yeah. Oh, no, don't do that before you eat a pancake. Come on.
Okay, all right. So
we don't know what's in this one. Who's this one from?
Jenny, and she says she's Jenny from Athlone, and she says keep it traditional, you can't lose.
Keep it traditional, you can't lose. I'm going to go first on this one because you went first on the last one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about ladies first and all that chivalry, Marty? But far ahead. Come on.
That's really good.
Okay, I'm going in.
That's really, really good.
Hands. Oh yeah.
What is that? That's lemon.
It's sugar lemon. It's what we were growing up with. And
just
you know
sugar,
what?
Just sugar, just lemon, yeah?
These are... Is there something else in there? Is there barbecue sauce in there or something?
What?
I'm actually getting a tang of something.
I got the
lemon?
I got the twang, but that's probably the lemon, Una, yeah.
Okay, my heart. My heart, I was like, oh, you're after June, it's over.
Barbecue
no.
Sauce.
Okay, so, yes, I didn't appreciate these when I was younger. I used to give out to my mom. Because she used to make these and I wanted the fluffy American ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd be like, no, why are you giving us the poor cousin pancakes again? I want the fluffy American ones with all the chocolate sauce. Yeah.
Were you a bit of a brat when you were a child, really?
No, I was not. I was an angel.
I'm only asking.
Yeah. So, but I do, I've learned to appreciate these again and I really, yeah. So I'm going to give this, I'm also going to give this a 7.
Mm. Oh, well, considering the first one that I had was a 2 out of 10, I'm giving this one an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So we're on an average of 5 for me at the moment. You've got an average of 7 going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to try the rest. If you're listening right now and you're anywhere near us, you've got pancakes in your car, please feel free to drop them into us. We're going to try them on the radio. What do you win? Bragging rights.
We're just touting for pancakes.
You're just touting for free pancakes. Yes, yeah. Tell all your friends and colleagues that your pancakes were tasted on the radio.
Mm.
That's what we're doing this morning to celebrate Pancake Tuesday. Mm. Laughing because Donal's handing us another pancake. It's Pancake Tuesday. We have been trying your pancakes. Some of you have been so kind to send us in your pancakes. We spoke about it yesterday, about how we wanted to do it today, and you've been sending us them in. Before we do, I just want to go to Nettie really quickly on the voice notes. I don't think I've ever heard somebody describe a perfect pancake like Nettie has. Have a listen to this.
Oh, talking about pancake ideas, I'm not nearby, so I can't swing around with some, but if you get a nice tin pancake, nice and hot, put some vanilla ice cream on it, roll it into a little roll, and then if you melt a Cadbury's Dairy Milk chocolate bar with the hazelnuts, a whole nut bar, melt that down and drizzle it across the pancake. Oh my days.
Melt that down and drizzle it across the pancake. Oh my God. Nettie, what are you doing to me?
Seriously, Nettie, you had me at rolled it up, the ice cream up in it, like an Arctic roll. Delicious.
Yeah, very, very well.
I'm
going
to try that when I go home.
I think I'm going to have to try that one as well. Donal, who have we got this one from now?
So, Tom from Offaly brought this one in. He said it's not traditional, but he said you can't beat it.
It's not traditional.
Tom, I'm looking at this now, and I'm going to have to say something, Tom. It's kind of funky looking. There's something funky inside it, and I'm a little bit nervous.
I went first the last one. You go first in this one. That was at the pancake opening.
No.
No.
Oh, no. No. No, 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 no.
No, Tom.
No. No. This is why I did not want to do this. Oh, she's gone. Oh, she's gone.
Oh. You weren't planning enough.
Oh, no.
Was that egg mayonnaise inside that pancake?
Egg mayonnaise.
And you know what? I love egg mayonnaise. Like, what? I'm obsessed with egg mayonnaise.
Una, you just ran to get tissue because you couldn't cope with it in your mouth.
Because it was with... I wasn't expecting it. And it was in the pancake and they just don't go together. It's not a good combination.
Oh, well, you've spared me on that one. I can't
do that. Like oil and water.
No, 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 no.
No, you have to do it.
I do not have to do anything. You cannot make me do anything. I just saw you run across the studio and wipe that out of your mouth.
Well, you freaked out when you burst a blueberry in your mouth, so try with egg mayonnaise in a pancake.
There is a difference between a blueberry bursting in your mouth versus egg mayonnaise. Oh, no, no.
Sorry, Tom. Listen.
There's no sorry, Tom. That's not fair. No, that's not fair, Tom.
No, some people might like it.
No, they don't. When have you ever heard somebody say, it's Pancake Tuesday, I'm loading my pancake up with egg mayo? Tom was out to get us this morning.
Tom, you're out to get us this morning.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah. You know, that is. Tom, we don't like you. Please keep listening, though. 087-110-2107. Your thoughts on egg mayonnaise in a... Oh, she's gone. Okay, right. Thanks to everybody who contributed to our pancake tasting this morning, by the way. We had Jerry from Westmead. Jenny as well. Jenny, and then I'm Tom from Offaly. Actually, Tom, we do not like you. We've had
Tom, you went rogue.
If you just joined us, we've been asking you to let us try your pancakes if you happen to be passing by, happen to be in the region, the area where we are with the studio. And Tom hit us with egg mayonnaise. That was an attack.
It was. It just was very unexpected. Tom, I was not. It was like firstly cottage cheese in my mouth, which I hate. So I'm sorry for that reason. I did not enjoy it.
Yeah, you did not enjoy it. Cheese.
Yeah,
that would have been nice with a bit of butter and all. It would have been lovely, but no. So who do we have here?
So Helen from Roscommon has said, bit of healthy, bit of not so healthy, but it all makes sense.
Helen, bit of healthy, bit of not so healthy. Will I go first in this one? You actually gave out to me for going first last time. So
no, go first. Go.
No,
go.
No, hang on, ladies first and all that. You said it, not me.
Oh, fine. Oh, God, dude. Okay, so I don't like... Oh, yes, I think I will like this one.
Oh,
my God, that's so good. There is bananas and crunchy chocolate in that.
There's Nutella, banana, and biscuit.
Oh, Nutella, banana, and biscuit.
Did you have to put the banana in, though?
Yeah. Do you know what, Marty? You're right. I would have left the banana out. I know balance is key in everything, Helen, but I'm ditching the bananas because I just want something decadent.
I think there's some days, though, that balance... Now, look, again, I'm being very, very, like, kind of selfish on this opinion, but I just don't think fruit needs to be in a pancake. Like, on Pancake Tuesday, if you have pancakes all the time as part of your breakfast and you're trying to be healthy and stuff, you're five a day and all that. But Pancake Tuesday surely is for the chocolates, the peanut butters. The...
Sure, we'll be heading into Lent, Marty. Now we're going to be depriving ourselves of everything.
Everything.
You know what I mean.
We're depriving ourselves of everything. Look, the highest I gave someone was an 8 out of 10 for the lemon and the sugar. Very simple. That to me is a 6.
This year.
I think with the chocolate and everything is good with the banana in it. The same as the one earlier.
Well, just kick out the banana and it's a 10.
But you gave out to me for doing this earlier. You called me a child for picking the blueberries out of the orange chocolate spread one. Because Jerry sent us in, if you just joined us, earlier on, the one that Jerry sent us in had melted Terry's chocolate orange with blueberries in it.
It was good.
And the blueberry burst in my mouth, which was disgusting. And I gave it a 2 out of 10 because the blueberries were in it. So I took all the blueberries out of it. And you guys, both you and Donut.
A woman is allowed to change her prerogative, Marty.
Hang on a second.
So I'm kicking the bananas out of this one and I'm enjoying my biscuit.
No disrespect to Donald, but I don't think he's a woman.
Oh, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself.
Wait, what? So a happy Pancake Tuesday to all. If you want to contribute, let us know what you're having in yours today. 087-1102-107. I'm going to finish this off now without the banana. All right. Have a great Pancake Tuesday, whatever you're eating, consuming, whatever way you want to put it. I hope you enjoy it and enjoy the day. I will never, ever forget looking and watching you eating egg mayonnaise on a pancake. Thanks to Tom.
Yeah. Cheers, Tom. Thanks for that.
Where did Tom say he was from again?
Offaly.
Tom was from Offaly.
Does that mean that he drove here from Offaly?
And maybe it's a tradition in Offaly that they have egg mayonnaise in their pancakes.
I was just hoping. I would like to think Tom is working. So the studio is based in Athlone. I'd like to think he's working in Athlone. And because if he drove from Offaly with an egg mayo pancake to give to us, that's malice. He's out to get us.
Which one's your favourite then out of the ones you have?
Oh, definitely the basic. I'm giving the lemon and the sugar. I can't remember. Was
Jenny
that?
And I thought,
Jenny.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. Shouts to Jenny.
Traditional.
Yeah, it's a difficult. I love the chocolate and the Biscoff, but I'm going to give it to the lemon and sugar, the traditional. Yeah.
Even though you thought there was barbecue sauce on it.
I did. We'll but it was funky but cool. Interesting. Yes. Are you
on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Time for survey says this morning. Donal, what do you have for us?
30% of people say they take this with them everywhere. What is it? Can't leave the side.
30%, so just under a third of people. So it's obviously nothing that's... It's not common then. Is that all? Yeah.
Mm. Would it be... They take this with them everywhere. Would it be... Well, you know I don't leave the house without Vicks VapoRub, which is very strange.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, that would... You'd roughly say maybe a third of people. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, but you carry 5 or 6 bags with you as well, so...
You do?
I do.
There's a good few options you could have.
I do, but no, the Vicks would be up there. I can't leave. I need to have that beside me at all times. It's very strange.
It's not Vicks VapoRub, no.
There's so many uses, but anyway.
I've stopped carrying my wallet around with me, but I know some people still do.
They shouldn't, because they get that can cause... a condition called sore butt, and I'm not joking.
Oh my god!
No, because if you have it in your back pocket, you can really, really affect that area.
Wow! Okay. How?
Because if you're carrying, right? So if it's heavy,
yeah,
and it has your keys and you're putting your phone in there, whatever. That's a weight on your bum if you're having it in your back pocket. So there's a lot of pain. Seriously, I'm not joking.
So out of the fact that I'm doing it out of convenience, it's also for health matters.
There you go.
Yeah. Wow, I'm secretly health conscious.
I carry mine, but just cards in it. There's no kind of coins weighing it down. So
you
Apple
still
Pay,
do?
Yeah, sometimes
do you,
Apple Pay doesn't work.
I don't, so that'd be 66% of us. But I'm still going to go with wallet.
Yeah, it's not wallet, no. Good thinking, though.
Yeah, and you got me frightened now with that fact. That's
be careful about lifting things with your bum, essentially. Putting things into your back pocket.
I'm glad you told me, because come the end of the show, I was planning on lifting a lot. So I'm glad now you've warned me on that one. Oh, wow. Okay.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks so much for saving my life today. 30% of people say this, or take this with them everywhere. What is it? 087-1102-107. Time for survey says, Donal, what do you have for us this morning?
30% of people say they take this with them everywhere. What is it?
Okay. Nettie and Melissa, what do you think?
Is it bring an umbrella with them? Nettie and Melissa from Drogheda.
Never be too careful. Good shout. It's not the answer, though. No.
So mean.
See, these things are all good guesses. They're just not correct.
Is a reusable bag, Claire Navin. Oh. I wish every time I leave the house, I never bring one.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be... do you know what I'd hate? I would hate to know how much money I've spent on bags over the years.
Yeah, I know.
Because I know everyone, like, it adds up. But I'd say it has added up. And I don't know if you've heard it, the way they ask you if you want a bag now. It's not like, do you want a bag? It's like, do you want a bag for 15 cents?
Yeah,
the plastic bags. Yeah. Or the
do you want a bag for 15 cents? And it's like, what's the other option?
Or are you going to juggle this to your car?
Yeah.
You have five bags with you anyway. You've always got bags.
Yeah,
with you.
I know, but that's no only space when I'm, in them for a bit of lump, a bit
when
of
I'm coming in here, like when I'm going shopping, I leave the house that I empty-handed.
So
when
you
I need
come
the actual
to work
bags.
With all the bags. Yeah, and then when you need them, you don't.
I know. I bring a lot of things with me. Yeah. So that's not the answer.
That's not the answer, no.
Nicola in Salt Hill says, is it bring a pair of flat shoes with them? Oh my God, yes.
Oh, like on a night out.
Well, yeah, just to have always there. Like if you're leaving the office and you want to take off your heels and just, that's a really good shout.
That is good thinking. No, it's not the answer.
Right.
No, the answer is, yeah, sorry guys, good guesses. 30% of people take hand sanitizer everywhere with them.
They bring it with them.
They bring it in the little bag, in the pocket, a little squirt here and there. Yeah, just
guilty.
In case.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Do
you
know? Oh my God, I would not leave the along with my Vicks Vapo Rub. I would never
you have
leave.
You have it.
I have hand sanitizer.
Do you have it?
No.
Me neither. So 33% of people in this room have it.
Yeah, sure.
Very good. It's accurate. Yeah. It's real. It's legit.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. I'm constantly putting hand sanitizer on me.
Okay.
Yeah. But still, I'm always sick, so it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. No. Okay.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Rhyme it. Just a little bit. No,
hey, let's play a game of Rhyme It. We give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. So you've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. The highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. And we have got a score to beat of 7 this evening. This evening, do you hear me? Oh my God. That's what
it happens. You've got delirious. Don't worry about it.
Me just like what I'm used to saying when I'm on the radio and it's coming out that way. Hiya, Karen in Galway. How's your evening, huh?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Okay. Come here. You're a mother of 7.
That's right, Dad.
Fair play. Wow.
You've an army, Karen.
I have an army.
And your youngest daughter had a birthday yesterday.
She had a birthday on Friday. She was 6.
Oh, what's her name?
Ariana. She wants to say hello, Ariana. You say hello?
No.
Oh.
Say hello, no.
Happy birthday, Ariana.
Thank you. She's nodding at the phone.
Oh, she's going to help her mommy today.
Yeah. She's going off to school now for all the help she'll be.
Okay, well, the quicker you finish this, the quicker you get those kids to school. You ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, I've got the clock ready to go.
So your word today, Karen, is more. M-O-R-E.
Let's go.
You should hold this open for other people coming in.
Door.
A square has how many sides?
4.
Americans call a shop a what?
Door.
A famous Katy Perry song?
Roar.
Harry Styles is about to head away on what?
Core.
If you're doing planks or sit-ups, you're working your what?
Core.
Chris Hemsworth plays this character in The Avengers.
Core.
If someone is droning on about something and sending you to sleep, they're a what?
Four.
When you eat but you're still hungry, you ask for?
More.
What do you think on
I
the
think
last
that was
one?
In.
You think the last one was in?
I think it was in.
Because I got 8.
You got 8.
And I counted 8. And if the last one is in, it makes it 9. Una, what do you think?
I thought it was in. I maybe.
Yeah,
it
sounds like it was in.
Well, what do you think, Ariana? Do you think it was in? She said yeah.
Ariana has the last word.
Ariana,
congratulations. What a performance, girl.
9. Do you know that's joint for the highest score ever?
Yes.
Incredible, Karen. What a way to kickstart your morning now. If you are top of the leaderboard by Friday, it'd be very hard to beat, to be fair. You win the contents of Una's drawers. How are the drawers doing?
Oh,
they're
looking good. They're looking good, Marcy. I'll make sure there's loads of goodies in there for you, Karen. And the 7 children, especially Ariana. There'll be loads of purple snacks in there for you.
Oh, very nice. Fair play to you, Karen. Have a great day, okay?
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Go, go, go.
Time for the hill I'll die on, Una, eh?
Okay, so bear with me now. I recently got a 4-minute voice note from my friend the other night.
Too long anyway, but go on.
I enjoyed it. It was thoroughly entertaining. When I listened, I realised something though. I realised that she had in fact sent this voice note from the toilet.
Oh.
From a toilet, yeah. So I said to her, I said, did you just send me a voice note, like, from your toilet? And I knew it was her downstairs toilet. I just knew.
Yeah. How did you know which I just one knew. It was?
And she was like, yeah, of course. So what? At least I'm thinking of you. Do you know? And I'm usually, like, very against phones in bathrooms because Marty causes all kinds of issues. Like, ask Cooper, he'll tell you.
Am I missing something here?
Just think about hemorrhoids. But anyway, now I'm life is busy, right? Life is so busy. We've got work, we've got college, we've got schools, the gym, like, constantly on the go. And for many of us, bathroom time is a time that we have to ourselves. So for those reasons, Marty, the hill I'll die on this morning is this. It's perfectly okay to send a voice note from the toilet.
Does that not contradict, though, you saying that it's like alone time, bit of time to chill and relax?
Yeah, it is alone time.
To me, WhatsApps, I hate getting messages in general. I just hate contact.
Wow, note to self, do not message
Marty. No, I don't mean that. I just mean, do you know when, if you've got like more than one, I get weirdly stressed out by that. So to me, no, I don't want my downtime to be getting back to people. No.
But it's not even getting back to people. What if you just wanted a rant and you wanted to talk to your best friend and you're going, yeah, because it's called multitasking, Marty. You're getting things done. You're ticking off the jobs. It's peak efficiency. And when you think about it, it's technically self-care because you're sitting down.
Self-care.
You're breathing.
It's self-care.
And you're communicating with a friend. Case and point.
I know, hang on a sec. Just because something can be multitasked doesn't mean that it should be multitasked. It's all well and good. Well done. Congratulations. I'm delighted for you that you're able to do both of those things at the same time. But, like, come on. But you were able to tell that she was there. Yeah, you're thinking, okay, well, she was thinking of me when she was having her downtime. That's great and all that jazz.
It's lovely. You know, really nice.
But then you're going to play it out loud while you're... Oh, no, she's sending it while she's there. I'm thinking of playing it while you're there. No, because you weren't there and you weren't in your own bathroom. Okay, mate.
You're complicating this. What I'm saying is...
Hold on a sec. You could be in the bathroom and you could be listening to one as well. Because if you sent one back...
Toilet talk. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to have to listen to it. Now, it depends on how long she's there, I get that. But at the same time, that's weirder.
If I was in the toilet at the time and I sent one back to her...
No, because if you send one back to her while she's there and then she's still there, she's going to press play on your voice note while she's in the bathroom.
Is there not something beautiful about that, though?
No. Is there not something beautiful about it?
1-102-107. The hill I'll die on today.
Yeah, are you back in Una or are you backing me on that one? Please.
So you're like, no to the voice notes.
It's just weird. It's so weird. Please. Please do not back Una on this.
Come on.
087-1102-107. The hill I'll die on. And this one now, out of all the things now in here covering for Cooper and Una, you've come to me with an opinion on things. This is the one that I've mostly disagreed with.
It's perfectly okay to send a voice note from the toilet. Mm-hmm. From the bathroom.
Oh
yeah.
My God. We should have Emma from Athlone on the phone. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Em.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Emma, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, guys. So we just listened to your whole toilet texting and stuff like that. I go hide in the bathroom to send my text messages and emails from the kids because otherwise they want to see what I'm writing and what I'm doing. And I need 2 minutes to think of what I actually need to compose.
100%. And even
so
then,
is this
I'm
a
sure.
thing where you hide from the kids in the bathroom?
Yeah, but they knock down the door. They'll keep knocking outside anyway, so it's not really... Yeah, so even then, it's not really alone time.
This is interesting, though, because I'm going to put this now to yourself, Emma and Una, because there is a thing where people give out about the amount of time that lads spend in the bathroom. However, you're telling me that mothers do the same thing to hide from their kids? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Anywhere with a lock.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, we mightn't be using the toilet, but we're definitely in there. We're doing our bits and pieces, sending our messages and, you know, catching up with stuff that we've probably not had time to do during the day.
But then, are the kids not like, where's mommy? Like, how long are you spending?
They're banging on the door, but, we're saying, I'm in the toilet. I'll be with you in a minute.
Be with you in a minute.
They're like, Mama,
I'll be with you in a minute.
What you doing? Okay. Can I come in? But it's a safe space, I think. Isn't that right, Em? Like, where we know there's a lock there. We have our time and we can get things done. Do you know?
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that because, you know, our lives are busy and, you know, it's when you come home from work, or you have, you know, your dinner, and you've got to get ready for the next day. And there's always things to be done. And sometimes you just need that 5 minutes because life is busy, and you do need to do your things on your own. And I suppose it's kind of like a little downtime, isn't it?
Isn't it self-care? That's what I said. It's self-care. It's important.
I think this is just like a perfect example of the modern day instant messaging, where everybody feels they deserve a reply instantly, so we feel the need to send it. So in our times like this, we're like, we better get back to that person or else they're going to be angry and wondering where we are, kind of thing. You know,
I get your point, and I 100% agree with that. But what if you just needed to have a rant and you were just like running into the loo and locking the door and like, oh my God. And you're just sending a voice note to your friend and you're just having a rant about the day. And that's really good because you're getting things off your chest and you're getting jobs done. It's multitasking, it's efficient, and it's self-care. God, Emma, look, we're on fire.
Yeah, all right. I'm on your side there, 100%.
Yes, girl. Okay, I got you.
Emma, thanks so much for coming on.
Don't feel guilty, mammies of Ireland. 100%. Use your bathroom
as your safe space. How many mothers are listening to the radio right now going, oh my God, they do it too?
Yay.
We're normal. It's okay.
Okay, Emma, thanks for normalizing hiding from your kids in the bathroom on the radio this morning, okay? Have a great day.
Have
bye.
A good day. Bye.
Oh my God, that is absolutely brilliant. I guess for future me, if I ever have a kid, I know what's going on now.
You know what to do. You're welcome for the tips.
Yeah. But can someone please back me on this?
Well, Shelley Anais has been in touch, funnily, and she says, I'm with Marty. It's weird, Una. On, yourself and your pals are bathroom bandits. Lol.
Bathroom bandits.
That's what she said. Thanks, Shelley. Yeah. She said a lol. So
it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. It's aggressive. Yeah. No, okay, Shelley.
The hill I'll die on. And, Una.
It's perfectly okay to send voice notes from the toilet. So
it's
Shane
really not, but yeah.
Everyone's agreeing with me. Shane in Roscommon says, toilet time is so important in a man's life. It's where we figure things out and have our best ideas. There's nothing wrong with sending a voice note from the bog. It could be life-changing.
See? You can do everything in there but send a voice note, though. You know, you can do other things that you need to get done.
You can. Love a voice note with some bathroom acoustics. Haha, totally get it, lads. Taking another job off the list, Amy and Buncrana.
Bathroom acoustics. Yeah. The echo, isn't it?
You always know when it's sent from the loop.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Michelle, what do you reckon?
Hi, Una. I totally agree with you. I definitely use bathroom breaks for killing two birds with one stone, so to speak. And I think men are different in terms of they go into the bathroom literally to do their business, but also take a break, de-stress. And they're very good. I see it with my own husband. He's very good at knowing just when to relax.
Yes.
Whereas our minds are busy. We're literally doing two things at once. All the time.
Well, is that not what a man is doing?
No, women are the multitaskers world.
No. Let's not do this now.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just...
Hold on a second.
That's just proven science. Can't argue with science.
So a man does it, it's considered being very good at taking a break. But when a woman does it, it's being considered as
self-care.
Multitasking and self-care.
Yeah, that's life.
No, it's not life.
Let's not talk about the patriarchy because I can go there.
No, I can be... On a genuinely serious note, something as small as this, surely it's the same with a man. He's going in and he's multitasking.
No, because the man is not going in like to send a voice note. He's going in to scroll and...
But Emma came on the radio and just admitted she avoids her kids. Maybe the husband is avoiding his wife. Like, you know what I mean? What's the difference?
Oh, poor Emma's listening and she heard you say that now. And she's like, oh my God, my husband is avoiding me.
No, but she's probably avoiding him too. Everyone wants their space every now and again. I'm not saying it's really
exactly.
bad. What I'm saying
and
is...
And the bathroom provides a safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm winning that one.
Oh,
yeah, thank you.
I don't feel too good about that, but look, we'll move on. We will. I lost that battle.
You did. Try it. Go into the toilet now after work and send a voice note and just empower yourself, Marty. Do it. Do it.
I'll go to the bathroom to avoid people. That's what I'll do.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Time for a game of truth or trash. We deliver a fun fact or a fun in inverted commas fact. And you can play along listening wherever you are listening right now and guess whether or not the fact is indeed truth or trash. Donal.
Yes.
Would you like to kick us off this morning?
Yeah. If Una, you're feeling like going on holiday. This was aimed at you. Oh, you've got dogs as well, Marty, so for either of you. The Well B&B in Cork There's a town in Cork, and they've started giving wellness spa treatments for your pup while you stay there. So there's different skin and fur treatments, pedicures, and fitness regimes for your pup while you stay. So if you want to,
I want to go there and hang out with all the dogs. that sounds amazing.
It does sound fun, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like heaven.
Even if you go and then you don't bring a dog, you'll still be all around the dogs that are there. So yeah.
I would love that. Imagine having a spa day with your dog.
That would be cool.
And going swimming.
I don't actually know.
You ever see those viral videos of there's viral videos like popping my feed all the time of like doggy daycare, and the dog is lying back. The camera is like looking down on the dog's head, and
they've got cucumbers on their eyes.
Yeah.
I love
it. Yeah. So I've seen it done before. So I'm going to go with truth on this one because I guess that's just a dream.
Well, I'm going to say true. Yeah.
Both saying true. No, it's trash.
You do this to us all the time.
Yeah, my family owner.
Consistently
it's like the well,
get it wrong with you.
It's like the well, like a well, water well. And I just thought, oh, that'd be funny to say it's a wellness thing for your dog.
But I'm sure there is a wellness thing. I'm sure there's loads of those things around the country.
For your dog as well?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
Well, why not is right.
Yeah.
Someone should do it.
Any entrepreneurs listening right now looking for their next business idea, you might just be giving it there. Right, I'll give this a go. So, happy Pancake Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Pancake happy Tuesday. Pancake.
Did you know or have you heard of the Great Pancake Race of Olney?
Of what?
Olney.
No.
It's a place in England.
How do you spell it?
You're going to be Googling it now, right?
No, sorry, I'm not going to be Googling it.
O-L-N-E-Y. And they have held a world-famous pancake race every Shrove Tuesday since 1445. Wow. According to the legend, the tradition started when a frantic housewife heard the church bells ringing for the shriving service and ran out of her house still clutching her frying pan, flipping a pancake while she was running so it wouldn't burn. Today, the race is strictly for local women who have to wear an apron and a scarf, and they must flip their pancake at the start and at the very end of a 415-yard sprint.
That's a decent sprint.
415-yard? Yeah, wow. It would be... Is it 4 football pitches, roughly? Wow. That's a jog. That's a race. That's a length. That's not a sprint.
Carrying a frying pan.
And flipping a pancake while running, yeah. It's like an egg and spoon race, but it's a frying pan and pancake.
Why do they have to wear an apron and scarf?
I don't make the rules, Una.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because of the tradition of you all.
It's
maybe
just a tradition, because it started in 1445, and they were all backwards back then. No, they were, though.
They
you compare it to how people were treated back then versus how they are now, you know? But it is mad to think that a woman heard the bell of the church and was flipping a pancake in the kitchen and decided that
she'd bring it with her.
Bring it with her, yeah. So that wouldn't burn. There was a reason why.
Method in her madness. I'm going to say it's trash.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I have a feeling.
Okay.
Gut feeling.
I've never heard of it in England, but at the same time, it's a small town, so there could be. But I'm going to say trash.
Yous are both wrong.
It's really true.
Since 1445, and the tradition is still held up to this very day. O-L-N-E-Y, only in England. And if you don't believe me, you guys can Google it. And
that's cool.
I'm delighted I caught you saying it.
Yeah, it is cool.
Una.
Google that. So yes, today is Pancake Tuesday, and we're enjoying yummy pancakes with absolute delicious fillings here this morning and probably later on as well when we go home. And we're going to be trying out different flavours and toppings and maybe having a dip into some maple syrup and a dip into some cream, some chocolate sauce, whatever we want. So we might be double dipping, okay? And my fact is this. Double dipping actually gets a bad rep because the amount of bacteria transferred from double dipping is negligible and less than just breathing near the dip. Okay, your immune system handles it easily. So
you're telling me it's not bad for me?
Yeah, it's grand. Your immune system, it's good for the immune system.
I must
fine.
Be really bad. I've never even considered the health risks
of double dipping.
Yeah, never.
Are you a double dipper?
Yeah, well, when it comes to pizza, absolutely. About pancakes, though.
But I mean, like, let's just say you had a scone and there was cream and raspberry jam. Would you go to the raspberry jam first and put on a scone and then go to the cream after you've used the raspberry jam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm really bad for this.
Yeah,
I actually,
yeah.
When I was younger, I used to dip... You're going to hate this donut so much. I used to dip crisps into butter.
Ah, jeez.
And my mom used to... My grandmother at the time would let me do it, but my mom used to hate me for it because it would leave bits of...
Crispy. That's it. I went to the butter.
I was going to say, donut, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, is afraid of crisps. So yeah, I wouldn't care. Leave it in.
Yeah, man, I'm a double dipper all the way.
I do.
Yeah,
I do it with peanut butter spread and chocolate spread. So sometimes my other half, bless her, she'll go to the chocolate spread and there'll be peanut butter in it and vice versa. So,
yeah, because as I said, double dipping gets a bad rep. You don't double dip, Donald, do you? You're not a fan.
Nah. If it's ketchup and like mayo, I'd double dip there kind of thing. And yeah.
So is my fact truth or trash?
Trash.
Trash, yeah. Excuse me. I'd say it's trash.
It's actually true.
Oh, what?
Yes.
You've never given me something true before.
I have too. Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. No, you haven't. That's the first time I've been in covering and you've given me something true.
It's true.
Can you summarize that really quickly again?
So the amount of bacteria transferred when you're double dipping, it's actually negligible and it's less than if you went breathing on the dip.
Oh. Like even breathing on it, you've put it in your mouth. Mm. And you've put it into a different dip. It's been already in your mouth. But if you went over, yeah, okay.
But you bit the bit off, I suppose.
I guess sometimes you don't have to understand facts. You just have to go, oh, didn't know that.
And your immune system handles it very well. It's probably good for your immune system, if you think about it.
No, okay, now go. You're going to... It's like health advice you're, to give.
You know.
Are you looking to improve your immune system? Double dip. We get in trouble for that one, okay. So we will.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.